The charioteer, the battle in all its intensity, waged relentlessly around the great warrior. On the battlefield lay the wreckage of twisted chariots and broken bodies. The screams of wounded men and animals filled the air. All this, and almost impenetrable clouds of dust, created a maelstrom that would have overwhelmed the most valiant warrior. Yet he fought on. It seemed that no matter how many arrows or spears were hurled at Arjuna, for indeed it was he, his charioteer managed to evade the onslaught. The driver also found the most advantageous positions from which to attack their foes, so that slowly, inexorably, Arjuna's chariot and the troops he led advanced. Eventually, Arjuna and his brothers, the Pandavas, and their armies would prevail against their enemies, the Kauravas, but only after great effort on their part. What is the story behind this epic battle, and who was the charioteer that led Arjuna's forces to victory? The great Indian scripture, the Mahabharata, of which the Bhagavad Gita is a part, tells the story of a royal family divided into two opposing branches, the spiritual Pandavas, who were Arjuna and his brothers, and the materialistic Kauravas, led by Duryodhana. Though Duryodhana could have shared the kingdom with his cousins, he drove the Pandavas out, and the great battle ensued so that Arjuna's forces could reclaim the realm. The identity of the charioteer is spiritually important for all of us. In this story, Arjuna and Duryodhana went separately to the powerful king Krishna to enlist his aid in the impending war. Krishna was asleep, however, so they both waited, Duryodhana standing proudly by Krishna's head, while Arjuna knelt humbly at his feet. When Krishna awoke, in order to be fair, he gave them a choice. One of them could have his entire army and all his great wealth. The other would have only him, and he would not fight, but only drive the chariot. Since Krishna had seen Arjuna first, he gave him first choice. Arjuna, the great devotee warrior, chose Krishna to be his charioteer. He knew that where God is, there lies victory. Duryodhana, the materialist, was delighted to receive the vast army of warriors, weapons, and war elephants, and all the wealth supporting them, for he put his faith in things of this world. In The Essence of the Bhagavad Gita Explained by Paramahansa Yogananda, by Swami Kriyananda, Master explains the symbolism of the two opposing armies. They are aspects of our own self, the internal forces of higher consciousness versus those of materialism, represented by the Pandavas and Kauravas respectively, which are always at war within us. For our true soul nature to prevail, we must take up the battle while calling on God to guide us. On the eve of the battle, Arjuna asks Krishna to drive his chariot between the two armies. Swami Kriyananda writes, quote, "Krishna became Arjuna's charioteer. Symbolically, what the chariot represents is the human body, the horses representing the five senses. Arjuna invited the Lord to guide the chariot of his life, holding the reins of his senses and steering his course through the coming battle. Thus, the devotee also must try always to see God alone as the doer of all his actions. Driving the chariot of the spiritual endeavor between the two armies signifies the withdrawal of energy into the spine, and the awareness which comes to the meditating devotee that there are actually two forces within him vying together to draw him in opposite directions, downward and upward," end quote. Swamiji calls Arjuna Sadhu Everyman, for he represents our own inner warrior who must fight to claim our soul kingdom. Though we ask God to drive the chariot of our life, it is we who must fight the battle with all of the strength and courage we can summon, for the opposing army of material consciousness is very powerful. Still, it is God alone whose presence we invite into our life, who determines our final victory. In a prayer demand from Whispers from Eternity, Yoganandaji writes, "Help me to win the battle of life. O King of Kings, train thou in me in the camp of discipline, the noble qualities of calmness and self-control. Be thou their divine general, like Krishna of yore, against the invading hordes of darkness, passion, and greed. Protect the celestial kingdom of my mind against the entry by the tenacious warriors of evil. Let thy banner of peace wave always above the strong castle of my soul." End quote. In this battle of life, we may feel that our strength is limited, but always remember that the divine charioteer is all-powerful. If we choose him as our guide, he will protect us and steer our course until, without doubt, he leads us to victory. With joy and gratitude for God's presence in our life, Nayaswami Devi. Hello, friends. Well, this is really such a pivotal concept in our spiritual life and in our evolution of the soul towards God. You know, for all of us, we need to understand that what Master brought to us was how to win the battle of life through right attitude, through techniques, through keeping our body and mind strong, through service, all the aspects of the path that he brought us, and of course, meditation and the technique of Kriya Yoga. But we need to understand that Master was a great warrior in many lifetimes. By his own admission, he was Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra, this great battle we described. And Krishna, Babaji, one of our line of gurus. So this battle is something that is so inherent in our spiritual path and in our discipleship to Master. He also tells us, Master tells us, that he was William the Conqueror, who really, by his invading England from Normandy, he established the longest existing government in world history, the English government, which still continues in many of the forms that he left. And so we have, as a guru, a man of tremendous willpower and strength. And Swamiji has said that Master was the guru, the avatar for this age of Dwapara Yuga. And why is that? Because this is an age of energy. Kali Yuga, as religion was practiced then, was more passive and kind of disciplined, but without a sense of engaging our willingness. Willingness and energy and magnetism are central to what Master brought us. And we need to remember we have to do our part, just as Arjuna in the chariot was shooting arrows left and right and doing everything he could to win the battle, which of course he did win. But it was through the grace of that he chose his charioteer Krishna that the battle was really won. So it's just a reflection, this scene, this battle with Krishna as the charioteer and Arjuna, the warrior being driven through the battlefield. It's a symbol of guru-disciple relationship, and it's a symbol of our path to freedom. And so in this world in which we find ourselves, sometimes we feel that we have, we're helpless. We're helpless against the forces that are at play in this great troubled world. But remember, the only battle we really need to fight is the battle to conquer the darkness within us. And if we're a warrior, actual a soldier in this life or not, it's still the same battle. The battle to conquer the downward pulling energy within us and step by step to move forward on this divine battlefield until we stand. Finally, we have conquered everything within us that is not of God, and we can stand victorious with God showering down on us his love, his light, and his blessings. God bless you, friends.